Hello, good afternoon. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Abortion rights.
0.
Student loan debt.
0.
Immigration.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
5.
Inflation and the cost of living.
11.
Is from 0 to 10, what would you choose?
10.
K-12 education?
0.
Healthcare?
5.
Democracy?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Climate change?
0.
Voting rights?
0.
Crime and violence?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
0.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
And what is your race? White, black, or African American? American India, or Alaska Native? Asian? Maybe Pacific Islander? Middle Eastern? Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African American.
And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Something else.
Is it genderqueer, gender not conforming, not exclusive male nor female? Or would you mind if I ask you to specify?
Fluid. Gender fluid.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
1999.
And what is the highest level of the school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree like EG, MD, DDS, or JD, or doctorate?
No high school degree.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
0.
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
0.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The Democratic Party.
Never heard of them.
And Joe Biden.
0.
Kamala Harris.
Excuse me?
Kamala Harris.
0.
The Republican Party.
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
8.
Donald Trump.
2.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Sane?
Trump.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Don't know them.
I'm sorry?
I don't know them.
Oh, are you undecided?
I don't know who they are.
Gotcha. Well, so you're undecided. Is that correct?
Yes.
If you had to choose for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or you don't plan to vote?
Undecided.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other, or you did not vote for president?
Biden.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same? Is it better or much better?
Much worse.
Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote.
Half-half.
Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event preventing the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly preventing progress. A 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. White supremacist.
0.
President Biden?
0.
Governor Kemp?
Don't know.
From 0 to 10, what would you choose?
0.
Supreme Court?
0.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
Don't know them.
From 0 to 10, what would you choose?
0.
Well, actually, as I was saying, a 5 means you are not sure also. So you have that other option I was actually forgotten to mention. So Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
5.
Okay. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming this obstacle would motivate your people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Let's start. We have made strides toward building black power together, while there is still significant work ahead. It is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront this obstacle and continue our journey toward future progress. From 0 to 10. Okay.
10.
The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth between 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. From 0 to 10, what would you choose?
10.
14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for a state to expand Medicaid, nearly 500 million low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured, Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. From 0 to 10, what would you choose?
0.
The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $13 monthly for internet bills. Over 70,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. From 0 to 10, what would you choose?
10.
The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Card sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. From 0 to 10, what would you choose?
0.
Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all. A 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
0.
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
0.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as citizens now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Gender fluid.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or without?
Married.
Are you the parent of or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black American.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you're employed full-time, part-time, or temporarily laid off, unemployed?
Full-time.
Last year, that is 2023, What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
A million.
Okay. I just wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time, and your opinion is really important for us. Have a blessed day, and thank you for answering all the questions again. It's been nice really talking to you.
You're welcome.
That's nice.